Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you from the nicely orchestrated Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics on Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. Based on just the singing alone of the thing at the top of the show, I'm going to guess that this audience does have name tags. And that I don't even need to look at them. Okay, I'll take a look. Oh, okay, that's enough. No, some more. What is that in the front row? There's a booze taped to something? And what's the, it's a movie?
It's the British Mad Max.
The British Mad Max, and your name is? Max? But you stuck my face on there? And a little bottle of Kettle One and a bottle of Maker's. And there's a little glass there too.
Nope.
No. Oh, okay. It was just the way the light was shining off it, or just my dream that. Oh, there's a little glass. Why don't you crack that open and pour it into that little glass and hand it up here? But no. All right. Well, that's an interesting name tag. So I guess my instincts were right about not bothering to ask about the name tags. What is this thing you're holding up right in front of me? Some sort of marijuana joint?
On a real name tag from work I got off late.
Jammed into your work name tag. Are you allowed to say what your work is?
I'm a waiter.
You're a waiter. Okay. I meant what the name of the place was, but you know, let's not drag IHOP into this. Oh my God, can you imagine? IHOP would be like, oh, that was great, free advertising. Because who isn't? Pancakes, pancakes are best when you're high and they're just an idea. Time for Doug Plugs. Saturday, Doug Loves Movies comes to Greenville, South Carolina for the first time. One show only at 4:20 at the Comedy Zone. And if you're in the LA area Sunday, that might be you guys. Be sure to check out Julian Loves Music over at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue, the spinoff from this show, I hear so far it's been a lot of fun. San Francisco, join me for my annual countdown to 420 on Tuesday, April 19th at 9:30 at Cobb's Comedy Club. DougLovesMovies.com for more than you need to know. That's not right. For more that you need to know. Oh, and also I'm doing a movie interruption next Tuesday at CineFamily here in Los Angeles that I cannot talk about, but let's just say it's my reaction to a certain superhero movie that's in theaters now. No, I'm not going to show BVS. I'm showing something better. I've said too much. What's in the prize bag, you guys? Not this bottle of water. That's just for me when I get cottonmouth. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt is in the prize bag, you guys. Yeah. A Roku is in the prize bag. Yeah, I maybe should have put that at the bottom. Prizes are not going to get better now. But there's still some cool things I'm proud of that's in here. I found this recently in my recent move. I found just a little postcard, but it's still pretty cool and somewhat vintage. A postcard for the movie Superman 3. It says coming June 17th. And Christopher Reeve is flying over the, maybe not the Grand Canyon, but certainly a canyon. And Richard Pryor is in his arms with a scared look on his face. It's like a sketch from a comedy show, but that was really a whole Superman movie. Was had Richard Pryor had a major role. This is some weird things. The Adult Swim has a special coming up or a series. I don't know. I don't understand how Adult Swim works, but it's about golf. And there's a Jash Fest koozie. It's about golf. And let me just read the fucking press release. Why even try to? Adult Swim presents the Adult Swim Golf Classic. And it features friends of the show, John Daly and Adam Scott. And they're going to be playing in a televised charity golf championship set in 1966. So there's just a bunch of swag that's from that and associated with that special that Adult Swim was nice enough to send me. But the most interesting items, I think, are this thing, like a golf towel that says Adult Swim Golf Classic. And then they sent me just a patch of turf, like a patch of grass that's very hard to get in and out of a bag. That's what they sent me as part of promotion. Like, try to get people to watch our show. Here's this square of AstroTurf. I guess if you could just put it down somewhere and put a golf ball in the middle of it and you're good to go. Like off of a parking garage or something. So yeah, so that's that. All that stuff is going into this bag. And also some pipes that I got that are called Peacemaker. And I got a couple extra ones too here. So let's just give them out to people that want one. Who wants one of these things? They're like, check them out. They're like rubbery. And you don't have to say rubbery. I'm not going to use an air horn. It's this patent pending on them? You guys are so polite, it's freaking me out. What a nice crowd. And I think you're going to enjoy my guests today. So please give a big warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Claire Kramer, and Steve Renazizi. Hey, you guys.
Hello. What up?
Nothing much. We're doing the show. And
fuck yeah.
I feel bad that we don't have the space on the stage does not allow for. I'm the only person that has somewhere I could put my drink. And so I feel bad for you guys with your water bottles.
No, I like it. It looks cool.
It's fine.
We're going to be all right.
Let it hang.
Don't worry about us.
Let's talk. You know what? I am going to worry about you because the next part of the show is focused entirely on you. Let's meet the guests, starting with first-time guest on the show. Totally fuck up his name all the time whenever I try to say it. Steve Ranazzisi is here, everybody.
Hello. Very excited. First time.
Yeah, and you're going up against some heavy hitters in terms of gameplay on
this show.
Sean's throwing signals, and Claire's just, you know, being Claire. And what do you think today? Are you in addition to the star of the league and a stand-up comedian, are you a movie trivia person?
No, I'm not great at it.
Thank you for coming by. But you're competitive?
Yes, I'm ultra competitive. So.
Oh, that's all you need. That's all Sean gets by on. Just kidding. He looks at me so sad, like I meant it. But I kind of did. You're a good competitor, but let's meet you in a second because we're going to go. We go first timers, ladies, animals, and then Sean. Claire Kramer is here, everybody. Used to be like she won like 5-6 weeks in a row.
It was more than that.
You could come more than 5 or 6.
How soon you forget?
How many was it?
I don't know, but it was more than that. Because I kept getting more and more.
It was a lot.
Closer to having the baby.
Yeah, yeah. The statistics
are eight in a row.
The gentleman in the front row.
Yeah. And then I won a House of bottles. Blues in San Diego, but we don't count that one, right?
Why doesn't that count?
Because I didn't come back next week.
Right.
I don't know. That was
still,
like a one-off.
It's still a win. She's still going in the win column.
Yeah. Especially considering who it was against.
Yeah, you were up against some tough competition. Leonard Maltin himself. Was he there?
Yes.
I'm just guessing.
Was. He was
I've done
there.
A lot of these. This is the millionth show I forgot to mention. I forgot to get the confetti. I was going to stop off.
This is my first.
And get the confetti. Yeah.
We
the
like
confetti
newbies.
For Steve's first. And yeah, so thank you for being back and being so good at the games. The games have evolved. There's new games.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
Yeah. And
new games.
It's going to be from when you were on last time, I think. How long do you think it's been?
I don't know. Since I saw you last, I think the last was House of Blues in San Diego.
That doesn't count, though, I heard.
That's last year.
That's probably about a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Yeah. Or last year.
So.
Last July.
No, last July we did it at American Comedy Company.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe it was there. I don't know.
It's like
then if it was, then it was
something.
Last July.
It was last July, I think.
There's people listening to this that know the answer, and they are just dying for us to move on. As are all the people who don't know the answer. I don't know why I singled them out. Sean Jordan is here, everybody. Portland comedy phenom, now taking the L.A. Basin by storm. Just really tearing it up. How long you been here now?
We're in double digits, dog. Like 11 days. I think I got it figured out.
In the haze. You got it all figured out?
Yeah, 34-year-old white guy. That's what they need, right? Just a couple more of me.
No, that's they might as well put up a sign. Needed 34-year-old white guy.
You'll get some
that's
action.
Special, yeah.
I'm excited for the action.
Yeah,
man.
Of course you will.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, thank you for being here. Now that you live here, we'll hope to see you more often.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't fucking need it. No, I'm kidding. I do.
I sent, Claire and Sean, they're totally on top of it. I sent them a text today. Don't forget something for the prize bag. And Steve, who's never been on before, I send him no such text. Just leave him dangling in the wind.
But he came through like a champ.
What'd you come up with,
some
Steve?
Graphic novels that these two lovely people outside said that people would like. Do I just give them to you?
So you went out onto Sunset Boulevard and found some homeless people and said, which of these
books
there
were two
should I purchase?
People that seemed to be really excited about these graphic novels, and they said that these are the ones that most
which
of the
ones?
People
how
like.
Many did you get?
Three of them.
Can you give us the titles, or are they long-winded?
I don't. You can see that one. I can't read Japanese. I think
you can
that
see
is
the one on top.
Oh, it's in Japanese.
Yep, Japanese.
Okay,
that's exciting.
And this one, the Praetorians.
The Praetorians.
Guess so. That people said. And then
nobody made us peep.
Visual Funk.
There it is.
Okay, that one people total seem bomb excited across about.
You got him with Visual Funk, dude. Oh, that's usually man how it goes.
Thank you.
Claire, what about you? What do you have from the old bag? I think you brought a bag yourself.
I did. It's part of the gift, really.
Okay.
It's a wine bag that I've cut the dividers out of to recycle as either a lunch bag for your kids or a handy little purse. And I have a little potpourri of stuff in here. Today, I did an homage to the classic horror industry. So we have The Exorcist with special features.
Oh.
Do you want me to hold on to the bag? You can.
Hellraiser.
Let us help you.
And the 25th anniversary edition of Halloween. Keep clapping, because I got one more thing in here.
Great.
I can definitely
fill
help
the space,
out
you guys. Be professionals.
My first one was in Japanese, so that's why I didn't really make a big deal about it.
The last thing
it's
is
tiny.
A butterscotch dum-dum, which my kids say is the best. So there you go.
Hell yeah.
I got so much applause. It's this one of the smallest candies I've ever seen.
But it's
especially,
it's
especially on a stick. It's so small. It's very petite. But thank you for bringing all of that. And now we got, maybe with Sean, we might have a triple bagger situation. Can we consolidate and get on the plane, or are you going to have to? What do you got for us?
I'll just pull this stuff out, and you can put it in one of two of the bags that you have.
This one's pretty full, buddy.
All right. I've bought Crazy Stupid Love. I love romantic comedies, so I got Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I was kind of feeling the horror tip, so
yeah.
I got a double disc of Scream and Scream 2. I realized that they are on Netflix. I tried to get stuff that wasn't on Netflix, but, you know, fucking throw it back. Watch a DVD. It's fun.
Yeah,
and for a little extra thrill, I reckon this is a life hack. Watch Scream 2 first and then Scream.
Sure. You really want to wreck
it. It really shakes it up. You won't believe the things you'll notice when you watch them in that order.
Sour Patch Kids, because they're the best.
You always bring candy. A lot of candy. This is no exception.
And then this, I was really happy about this. So I was in South Dakota recently. It's the best state in the union. And I stopped at the Corn Palace, and I got some popcorn from the Corn Palace. Does everybody know what the Corn Palace is?
I do. I want to win your bag.
It's fantastic. It says, World's Only Corn Palace, microwave popcorn, artificial butter flavor, South Dakota. Grown. There we go. So that's the... And then there's some South Dakota postcards in there, too, for anyone who's feeling crazy.
But also, I got a fun new bumper sticker and T-shirt idea for Doug Loves Movies. It's just going to say on it, "I want to win your bag." And then exclamation point.
I think it should just say, "Nice bag."
Nice bags we have for the winner today. Beautiful bags. And good luck to everybody. It's just two bags.
I mean, there's a
we
third one.
We consolidated. We're getting on the plane. Steve, one question I asked before we get to the game portion of the show. What was the last movie that you saw?
In a theater?
It could be in any format where you just watched a motion picture.
E.T.
Okay.
That was the last movie you saw?
Full title, somebody wants to know.
Well, today.
You watched it today?
Well, it came on Netflix, and my 7-year-old loves it, so he was watching it, so I watched like half of it. So that's like the last... But the last movie
you
I went...
some of E.T.
Some of E.T. today.
7-year-old boy?
Yes.
And why is that funny, Sean?
It took you... It was a lot of effort for you to get that out.
Just processing it. Don't want to ruin... Don't want to make any mistakes. And he likes it like it was made today. Like, it's just completely charming.
It's very
to
exciting
him.
When E.T. goes away. The music, it's... Yeah, it's all... It's it's right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's just timeless.
Loves
and,
it.
Just any child can appreciate
it. You don't know what it is. It could be the music, could be E.T., could be the story, but it's like perfect for him.
Yeah, I've been meaning to revisit that movie and just sort of see what's up, because I thought it was pretty amazing when I was young, you know. But
does it hold up?
It's on Netflix now. It just put it on, so yeah. I
go.
Think so, yeah.
I think it holds up,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. E.T. tonight, right after the O.J. show.
That's what's happening.
We just said that's what's happening.
You're
going to
finish off the O.J. show and then watch that.
Yep.
Okay.
I live in LA now. I can do what I want.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds like you came here to live a rich, full life.
What decadence.
I might buy some milk at the grocery store. Who knows?
It is. Dude. You're already down with the program because it's Tuesday night. Like, nobody's out past 10 on Tuesday night here.
Yeah, we're out past 10 on Monday night. I tell you that.
Were we talking about Monday night or
no,
were we talking
weren't.
About
I
Tuesday
apologize.
Night?
I was out of
line.
Well,
why were people out at after 10 on Monday night?
I don't know.
What was going on?
We had a night at the Red Lion. It was fantastic. Everybody got hammered.
That was all your friends, comedy friends.
Yeah.
They can stay up late every night. They're your comedy friends.
It was
that
fun.
Doesn't count. I'm talking about the Soul City. Such. Claire, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
Two nights ago, I went to the El Capitan and saw an early screening of Jungle Book.
I saw you tweeting about that, and I was like, I wish I could remember to ask her about it on the podcast.
So here I am.
Maybe
reading
it'll
your
just
mind.
Come up naturally. Dax Shepard tweeted that it's the best thing he's seen since Avatar, which is a weird statement. But did you find it transformative and wonderful?
I thought it was. Fabulously done. I was surprised when I first heard they were doing the remake. Jon Favreau was directing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he did a great job. They stuck very close to the original. If anyone's familiar with the animation, they really stayed pretty true to it, made a few character changes. The snake is a female and a couple other things. But I thought it was fantastic, completely blew me away, and all my peeps loved it, so it was amazing. I'll see it again and again and again.
It's even like rated PG.
I think
like
so.
It's not even PG-13 because nowadays, you know, when something's PG-13, you know it's going to be the hardest stuff you could possibly get into a movie and still get a PG-13. Like body count can be huge, but as long as there's no bloodshed, they get away with it. It's crazy. Sean, what about you? What was the last thing you saw?
I watched Nightcrawler today. That was pretty dope. I'd never seen it, and yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
Right? Talk about a snubbery. It wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal great in that movie?
He was fantastic.
Yeah. Didn't even get nominated for that one.
Yeah.
My son and I are going to watch that tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a 7.
It's
got 7-year-old written all over
it's
it, dog.
We watch every movie together, dog. Did I tell you that, by the way?
I was
so
at
you just let him see anything? You really don't censor it, really?
No, we do. Yes. What we watch, like Walking Dead, like you have to pause that before, like if they come out, have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you're watching Walking Dead, you have to pause that.
Yeah.
But Goodfellas, I'll let run. And Gladiator, my 6-year-old at the time.
Life lessons.
Watched like 30 minutes of, and I know it's his favorite thing he's ever seen. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what it is or how to describe it, but it's his favorite thing he's ever seen in his life. And I won't tell him what it is.
So someday, like, do you have a birth date or something? You're going to spring it on
He'll
him?
Figure it out, and he'll land. And he'll go, oh, okay, now I remember it. But
I guess.
Oh, he'll figure it out when they show it in school?
Yeah, it was like someone, like, Russell Crowe lopped someone's head off with a knife, and he was like, what is this magic that I'm staring at?
On prom night, just have his date lean into his ear at midnight and be, it was Gladiator.
It was Gladiator the whole time.
That'd be fun.
Oh, sip of the water.
I was at Daredevil, and there was like a 9-year-old in there, like making memories watching Daredevil. Has everybody seen Daredevil? Yeah. Not for a 9-year-old. That's what I'm telling you, dog.
You mean Deadpool?
Deadpool, what'd I say? Daredevil?
He was watching Daredevil on his Netflix, and there was a 9-year-old.
So weird.
What are you doing in my car?
Why are you in my bathroom stall?
I had to go outside of a Starbucks and poach their internet, watch Daredevil in my car, and there was a 9-year-old in there. Kicked him right out.
Yeah,
then I went to
you
Deadpool.
Gotta kick him out because you know he's gonna get heat exhaustion if you leave him in the car. Proud father over there, probably. Always remembers the baby.
Daredevil.
Yeah, that's tricky stuff. All right, so what was I gonna say was my movie that I saw?
Doug, have you been to the movies lately?
A little bit. I haven't been going much. Last year sort of burned me out a little bit, so I've been taking it easy, trying to see things that look interesting. And I saw the Bad News Bears again, the Walter Matthau one.
Sure.
As part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival, and really holds up. Really, really funny, great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
good guy, that Walter Matt, though.
I mean, a little racist, but that's also kind of kind of the point. It's kind of the point of it. It's the child that's being racist, so you know he grows out of it by breaking training, or at the very least go to Japan. Yeah, they kept making the Bad News Bears.
They just pivoted on his racism.
Each one, they'd lose another actor that made them great, and have to settle for somebody else.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Bad News Bears.
What?
Even the newer?
Well, like I said, start at 3 and then watch 2, then watch 1. It really changes the
experience.
Yeah,
you don't want to watch Japan before
it's
the first one.
It's pretty amazing.
I'll watch it after E.T. Tonight.
What a night you have
tonight. I know, it's going to be fun.
So
welcome to L.A.,
exciting.
Home of so many dreams on a TV in your home.
Not going to bed, dude.
Yeah,
don't let those 9-year-olds keep you up.
They won't. Not at all.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, then. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We got a very polite crowd thus far. because they know I'm about to say that each of my guests needs to select a name tag from someone in the crowd, and that's who you'll be playing for today, so that one of them can win these nice bags. So just grab the one you like and go back to your seat.
Sean is the M&Ms.
Okay, you're kind of inspecting it like you were.
I would never dare hand it back. I just wanted
some
to.
Some sort of. Oh, that's nice. I was worried she was about to get a hand back. You know, like so,
I
like if you asked to see the menu in this just outside the restaurant, do you feel like even looking at it, you just committed and have to go into the restaurant?
Like if I'm looking at the menu on the door, am I committed?
Or like if you ask them to bring you one and they bring it to you and you stand there and you look at it for a few minutes.
I've never done that and I never will do that. I couldn't imagine myself being like, could you bring me a menu real quick so I can look at it? I definitely.
You just go in.
If I
restaurant,
that,
go.
that's
food
exactly
time.
No,
all right.
I will
so
never do that.
So what'd you pick for your name tag? I think I like this one as well.
Oh, yeah. Batman versus Superman. And I can't visit Veronica.
Yes.
It's just a fun drawing. It's got, I'm guessing, Metropolis, or is it Gotham, or is it both? It's Metropolis. All right. So I should. Oh, there's the Daily Planet.
Yeah,
it's got the Daily
Planet. Yeah.
And Batman's outlining
totally
glitter.
Fritz
and it's
Lang.
Just fun.
A lot of care went into that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's good.
It's some good colored pencil work, if I'm not mistaken. It's just fun stuff.
You know, got a nice, it's in a folder, a little plastic folder with a 3-hole punch on it.
It's like homework.
So I can put it right inside my binder with all the other ones. It's got a shithead on a little piece of paper that's
slid in there.
So I can't
read
there.
It. I can't even mess it up.
Reading it's not even an option. And yeah, total thumbs up for that. Is that Van Halen or Weezer, the V?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Okay. There I go, sexist Doug.
That's a V.
At it again.
It's a V,
though.
Is that
though, two
so like
male pop groups? No, it's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, though. It's a V.
Wonder
so
Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Viva waiting for you. Anyway, Claire.
Yes.
Thoughts about this other woman being cast as Wonder Woman? You were perfectly available.
Not happy about it.
Yeah, but right? Did you campaign for the part?
She was probably the best part of the movie, though, so.
Yeah, you were in Big Ass Spider, uh-huh. And my question is, what's an ass spider?
An ass spider is something that...
You don't want. Nobody wants it.
It's
what's
rare.
Dropping?
I dropped my phone.
Oh, no.
Out of my pocket.
Oh, there he goes. There goes the gentleman.
As you mentioned, there's not a lot of place to put things on these chairs, so.
I know. Really, we need little tables.
Yeah. Ass spiders. So.
We need little ass spiders to put our stuff on. I imagine they're pretty big.
That's like the Ant-Man sequel. Okay. Ass spiders.
Ass spiders?
Yeah.
It's going to be a gnarly sequel.
You can just like mind control them to do whatever you want.
Watch that first and then watch Ant-Man, obviously.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then keep
and
the
then
theme going.
Keep going down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You went right for the booze on the name tags. The guy
well,
with
and
the
my
booze
boy Max, who had me covered with the facts. So I got to, you know, I got to do right
gotta
by him.
Got to hit him Max.
Yeah, I got to hit him Max.
All right. So you're playing for Max with the VHS tape.
Yeah, which he bought obviously in customs along with the mini bottles? No? Yes? No? You're from the UK? You bought them there. Got it.
Yeah. Oh,
sweet.
All this stuff traveled. I like right. that.
I like it.
He had to fill out a form.
He's a world traveler.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Steve?
Well, Doug, I'm a sucker for Photoshop. So you got Gabe, Pig in the City.
Uh-huh.
Right? I assume
dude's
that's
name
you,
is Gabe.
Gabe,
right?
Yeah. And then it looks like right over there, is that you?
That's me.
There it is.
Hanging
look
out.
Look at that little guy smoking a blunt.
Like falling out of his suitcase or something?
Hans Zimmer score for Batman versus Superman.
Hey. Oh, no. We have an early nominee for Shithead.
Fuck.
We've got an early nominee. We'll see if it gets chosen.
He got snuck
we'll
in.
Sorry,
there.
Buddy.
The lucky one.
That's a
didn't
bonus.
Ruin your chances.
Yeah.
It was great. I think it's great, Gabe.
I was like, this guy's doing a great job describing this thing. Whoa, there it went.
I'll take the blame for it.
Right
we'll blame it on
bed.
Me.
Yeah, it's Sean's fault. Why?
I'll hop on the grenade. Yeah, I'm in a good mood, man. I live in LA now. Did you guys hear that? About 11 days I've been here. I think I got it figured out. So, yeah. I can take
right.
it.
Well, I think Veronica's enjoying your positive energy. She feels like she has a shot at this
damn
thing.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I can read your notes, dog.
Don't
I won't.
Don't
I won't.
Look. Just don't look.
I won't.
You can do it. You guys are going to love these games. I'm not kidding around.
Yeah, it's electric in here. Let's go. Come on.
People can't.
I feel like I've already ruined it,
wait.
To be honest with you.
No, you haven't ruined it.
No.
I've
okay.
only ruined one third of
just
it.
Just the one.
Like.
No, you haven't even, not even that percentage.
You haven't ruined
that
shit.
It would be contingent on other
oh,
things.
Oh, you really know this game, don't you?
But no, the rules changed. All right. I don't know. I'm nervous
yeah,
now.
There's no way to keep track of
I heard cool. contingent,
rules.
So now
I'm
I got
to go. I'm making up as I go along. But Steve,
yeah.
This first game we're going to play is pretty new to the show, so the other two haven't played yet, but they're both great at these games. It's called Jason and Deb's IMDb game, and see, look at that nice little round of golf applause that it gets, because I think it's pretty fun so far, and I think you guys are going to be good at it. On the IMDb page of every performer, they'll say known for and list four things.
Totally.
So that's what this game is based around, is guessing
ooh.
And knowing
oh.
what four things somebody might be known for
good
according
stuff.
To IMDb. Not according to me, even though I am DB.
Doug Benson, you guys, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. Let's say the answer is Claire Kramer. Let's say that's what happens as an answer. What four examples do you think would pop up? Claire, I'm asking Claire.
Oh, me? I think Bring It
unclear.
On, Buffy the Vampire
Bring
Slayer.
Bring It On is in there. Buffy did not make the cut.
Did it?
It's
oh.
an odd selection.
Grave Dancers.
Did no Grave Dancers.
Rules of Attraction.
Yes.
Big Ass Spider.
No Big Ass Spider.
Okay, so it says known for Buffy the... Wait, known for Bring It On, Rules of Attraction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's two more things. You'll never get them.
Okay.
One has a three in the title.
Oh, that movie I did.
Yeah.
Skulls 3.
The Skulls 3.
Ooh.
It was good, man.
Sure.
And another one is something that I was a guest on that you are involved in.
Film Pigs.
Producing way. Yeah, Film Pigs. The... do you call it a podcast?
No, it's like a comedy show, you know.
But it's on. They put it on, posted on the internet.
Yes, on Geek Nation.
And I was a guest for a couple episodes.
Because you're hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
And it's a comedy.
I had a good time over there at Film Pigs.
Yay!
So that's the four things they list. They don't always go off and list. Like for me, for some reason, in my top four right now is Bridgetown Comedy Festival, which I like performed at once or twice, but it's not the biggest feather in my cap.
It's not even on Wex. Well, how can it be?
It's like it's just mentioning a festival. I don't know what's
going
on.
Yeah, it's like they take like two really good credits and then they just smear them all up.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't have to worry about that because I don't have an IMDb page, so we're all good.
It's hard to follow. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to just name a movie. And at that point, you can buzz in by saying your own name. That's how you buzz in. And take a guess at what actor's IMDb page this is. But keep in mind that there's three more movies to be named.
Sure.
And if you buzz in on the first one and miss it, you get a negative point, negative 1 point.
Okay.
But if you get it right...
You get four?
No. You get to guess what the other three remaining titles are. If you get it after two titles, you get to guess the other two,
sure,
et cetera. First person to 5 points is the winner.
All right.
And then, then you'll find out what happens next after that.
Then we start chopping fingers
off.
I
think I described it pretty well. And all decisions are final by me, I should say. Because maybe there's an actor somewhere in IMDb that has the same four credits. You know what I mean? It could be.
I do know what you mean, yeah.
It could.
Seems very unlikely.
Could be.
All right.
Here we go. Say your own name when you think you know the actor or actress that was in these four things. Bridget Jones's Diary.
If we guess, are we
Jerry out? Maguire.
Claire.
Who is it, Claire?
Renee Zellweger.
That's correct. And what are the other two films? Yeah, that's worth 1 point and some clapping. What are the other two films?
On her IMDb, would be what was the movie?
Just go to the Zellweger classics.
Open up the vault.
The Curios, the early ones.
What's the cancer movie with Meryl Streep and
ones.
William Hurt?
That's not going to be enough information.
Okay, give me a second.
I wish movies were just titled like that.
It's not something I should have laughed at, is what that movie is. That's,
it was...
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Okay, give me a thing.
Did you give up?
The other... Isn't there Bridget Jones 2?
Yeah.
That one would be on there.
Okay, what else?
And what is that fucking movie's name?
What's that one where she's all
yeah, she's all cry and Meryl Streep's all dying.
Harsh.
That's it?
Okay, it's Bridget Jones 2 and it's Walk something. Okay, just tell me.
They went with Chicago and Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Russell Crowe things.
Weird choices. I don't know
why. Did I get how many points?
You got a point.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're on the board. Yeah. You're on the board with 1 point.
I'm going to do you right, Max.
Something to catch up to. All right.
Yeah. Here's the next round of movies. Who is in these four things? The House of Yes. Party Girl.
Claire.
Get the fuck.
Who is it, Claire?
Parker Posey.
That's correct.
I've never heard of those movies.
What are...
I mean, dude, I was going to say Madonna. I'm not kidding.
What are the other... That's not a terrible guess. What are the other...
Those didn't come out in South Dakota.
Two Parker Posey motion pictures or projects that they would list.
Okay. What was the one? See, this is gonna be my night. I'm gonna be trying to think of the other things. What was the one that was
cancer?
After?
Yeah, you're good with the you're good with the names, and then the but then the titles.
I know. Then I'm like,
you know, just name two things that she was in is probably the quickest way to.
The one that came out around Party Girl, but wasn't Party Girl.
Again, that'd be
like
a terrific title for a movie.
Yeah.
Put on a double bill
it
with me and
Earl
and
the Dying
Girl.
It did take place in New York as well. I don't know. Tell me.
You give up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you still got a point. You're inching along.
Can I guess?
I'm just gonna tell you guys.
I know I'm gonna kill. I'm gonna.
I
want to
get
so
confused to give you points for guessing when it's too late. Henry Fool and Superman Returns.
That's not either the ones I was thinking. What's the other one that took place around the Party Girl time that was really famous?
What about Dazed and Confused? That's
Best in Show.
Dazed and Confused.
Not Best in Show either. It wasn't a Christopher Guest. It was.
I like how you said I'm gonna be so mad I'm gonna kill, and then you stop. You go I'm gonna be so mad at myself. Like you didn't. You didn't want everyone to think that you were seriously gonna kill yourself if you got that wrong. And
yeah,
I like that.
I mean, she's kind of a tough one as it is. So.
Well, she is. She's like.
But now you got 2 points, Claire.
Okay.
Playing to five.
On our way.
Playing to five or Claire, whichever comes first. Wait, that was weird.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Didn't make any
sense. Good. Argo. Goodwill Hunting.
Sean.
Claire.
Sean. Sean got it first on that one. Who is it, Sean?
B-Lo, dude. Ben Affleck.
B-Lo?
No Wait, more B-Lo.
If it makes sense.
Well, it was J-Lo. You call him B-Lo, right?
Yeah, okay. What other two projects do you think they listed for him?
For B-Lo. Boy, I don't know, man. What's popular? I know. I got the point, right?
It's the same advice I always give.
I can just float out. All right.
Two movies that have Ben Affleck in them.
I just can't think of any Ben Affleck movies on a fucking movie podcast.
Just say Argo and Goodwill Hunting
and,
again.
And,
what?
Batman vs. Superman, which is not on
there. Okay, what else?
And Dazed and Confused, the aforementioned Dazed and Confused.
Sure, that came up earlier. They went with Gone Girl and The Town.
Of course they did. Why the fuck wouldn't they go with those?
Those seem like logical choices.
What a...
But Sean's got a point. Sean's on the board. Woo!
God, I was in the pressure cooker. I freaked out. I completely blacked out on names.
I said his name.
I
screamed
to
it
say,
into the microphone.
I
so
felt
bad.
Like I
Gabe.
Was like almost there.
I'm Gabe, just... this is not good for you, buddy.
I gotta get
uphill battle from here, Gabe.
Normally I have a couple cocktails when I'm on here, but I got the I drive. I live in LA now,
we're
so
at
I gotta
a comic
drive
store.
Everywhere.
I don't know where the cocktails are. I miss them. That's why I picked Max's thing, so just in case nothing came about later.
Just a couple movie trivia enhancers on there.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shots. All right.
I'm locking in.
Here we go. Look good, feel good. Saving Private Ryan.
Claire.
Whatever.
Oh,
that's such a star-studded
cast. I like what's
cast.
Happening here. This is interesting. Claire has only got the one title. She's going to get a negative 1 point if she doesn't
the IMDb page you were on prior to this. I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Interesting.
That
you
is
thought
interesting.
It was a Matt Damon connection there, but I'm sorry that is wrong. So now you're knocked back to... Now you're only as good as Sean.
Nice.
It was worth a risk. It
but
was
still
a
better than
tactical
Steve.
Play.
Steve, I think you're great. I'm in a
Thanks,
good mood.
Man. I'm doing the best I can here.
Yeah. Can I guess again? Can I wait? Can I ring
no,
in?
No, you're
can
in.
I
you're
try
out.
Guess?
You're
right.
out. Now you guys get to keep keep going.
All right.
So far we just have Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should be able to earn
Does
back my point.
Does anybody else want to? No,
no,
you're gonna you're
I
gonna
need
have plenty
one.
Opportunities.
I need another one.
To A Beautiful Mind.
I don't know who the fuck was in that.
I know
this. Saving
Private
Ryan.
That's not cool,
Ryan
Doug.
And A Beautiful Mind. And your third movie, Deja Vu.
Can I do it now?
This person was in Deja Vu. And finally,
You don't have to buzz in.
It's going to bum me out if I can't do it.
You don't have to buzz in. I wouldn't want to have negative one, Steve.
Dude, I've never been this nervous in my life.
That's not the legacy that I would want to leave.
I don't even know what I'm looking
by
at.
By the way, I have never even heard of Deja Vu. So I'm working on two here.
It was, I don't think I'm giving away too much to say that it was a Denzel Washington classic.
Classic. Classic.
I had to say that after Denzel Washington. And the final one, so nobody gets this crack at this one, but it was a tough one, admittedly. So, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I love
Vincent
that movie.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah, and the actor's name, great character actors in ton of shit. Adam Goldberg.
Yeah.
Adam Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So far we got Renee Zellweger, Parker Posey, Ben Affleck, Adam Goldberg. Let's play another round. You guys ready?
Yeah. Born on a Green
Did you
light
know dog. It was Adam
Here
Goldberg?
We go.
Yeah.
Oh,
after
my
the
goodness.
Second one.
Just so wow.
The first one I was just taking a shot based on prior Doug trolling IMDb habits.
Yeah, yeah.
Habits.
Well, you should put those bottles down and not take a shot.
What?
alcohol
I
joke.
It. I get it.
All right.
I really just want to guess right now.
Are you ready? You want to pre-guess?
No, I don't want to pre-guess.
You won. You could
give
just...
me one.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. We got Zellweger, Posey, Affleck, Goldberg. All right, here we go.
That's my nickname in college.
Interstellar. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Sean.
Was that Steve got it?
Steve got in. Who is it?
Hold on. You said Interstellar and The Wolf of Wall Street, right?
You're that guy.
Interstellar and The Wolf of Wall Street. It is Tom Hardy. That's not, though, because he wasn't in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Somebody.
Sorry.
People are really sad now. That was such a big, big moment. But... sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh man!
Yep. Can we?
You're in
Gabe.
Negative one.
Bad news, Gabe.
Can I say Sean? Can I guess?
What's that?
Can I guess?
You can jump in.
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
Yeah. And see, that works on the previous IMDb click knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
So I wanted to hop in right away with that. But
they are troll. He's there's
what
a
are the
s-
other
there's a
he
system.
Us.
Two names, yep. Sean, for the win.
Oh,
because
snap.
We're not playing a five because I ran out of. Thought people would do better.
Wait, but he didn't even.
I gotta figure it out.
I gotta protest.
What happened?
He didn't say that I was that it was still going on.
What was still going on?
The win.
Huh?
You're now getting a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just goes, "Oh, can I say it?"
Been planning this all day. I'm not gonna get the movies. I'm not gonna get them. Lincoln Lawyer and Dazed and Confused.
Bam!
Oh man,
got it.
I like how fast you did. But
I think Dazed and Confused definitely is.
It probably is on.
They went.
Right?
He won the Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club, so they went
Fuck,
with that.
Fuck, man!
And then also another movie that everybody raved about him in. I never saw it. A Mud.
Oh, so dope.
Oh, yeah.
Mud from,
that, I wouldn't have picked that
Jeff
to be on
Nichols,
there.
The guy who did...
Certainly didn't think Lincoln Lawyer
Midnight
was going to make it, but...
I liked Lincoln Lawyer. I liked the book, too.
Sean got another point there. And so with 2 points, he wins the whole thing.
Yeah. I just got rewarded for being bad at something.
Can I ask a question, Doug?
It was competitive. Yes, sir.
Do the points carry out? Like, will I start the next game with negative
next
zero?
Next game, everybody's back to zero.
Cool. All right, just checking.
This first game meant absolutely
Thank
nothing,
you.
Really.
Perfect. Nice warm-up bullpen like session.
It's almost like a coin toss, this first game, because basically all we did was determine who goes first in the real game.
Okay, cool.
It's really going to matter. The game where you don't have to look for clues and wonder what's going on here. What do Parker Posey and Ben Affleck and Zellweger and Goldberg and McConaughey, what do they have in common? They are all in Dazed and Confused. And that's the pattern I was hoping somebody would notice early on and then start tearing it up from there. Yeah, but there's not always going to be a pattern in this game. I don't know for sure yet.
Okay.
We'll see.
It's like the Easter egg when you uncover it.
Yeah.
I like Nuggets. The pattern idea.
We'll
That's
see.
Fun.
Yeah.
It
can be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we're going to play Last Man Stanton because it's time to get serious. And these days when we have the time, and tonight we do, we play it tournament style, which means that we're playing to 2 points. So the first person who can win 2 rounds of Last Man Stanton is tonight's winner. And the prize bag will go home with that person. And then we will, the two losing contestants, on their behalf, on the behalf of who they're playing for, I will read out a shithead, one of which we all know already.
It's good news, Gabe. The stuff's already out there.
Yeah, he got his message out already regardless. It's already
with
it's
most
already,
of the people here.
Got it out there, bruh.
It's already in the world, and so mission accomplished.
Stepping up that content game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a game where we take a suggestion for a actor or actress. And take turns naming movies that person's in. You can't think of one, you're out. But person you chose, the name tag you chose, that person's your lifeline. So every round, you've got one lifeline that you can use and go to them. And in the spirit of the game, they will sit there and not cheat. They will not look at their phones. But you never know what they're going to do.
Or maybe they'll run in the back and like figure it out back there and then come back up front. And, like,
I drank a lot of water.
It seems like that would really... I would notice if the person that's their lifeline ran to the back of the room suddenly and came back. But I hear what you're saying.
I have a hologram of me. I'll put it right here. You won't even know.
I'd know.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I'm just hoping that Steve being a hologram is the excuse for his poor gameplay this evening.
The answers are already pre-recorded.
My hologram doesn't know shit. I got to get up there. I got to play for myself. Yeah, this game, I don't know if it's easier or harder, but it's definitely a real brain twister because you do run out of titles even for some of the biggest actors ever. I didn't notice anybody on Twitter today pestering me about it, so we're going to. You seemed excited that I don't have one already. So in a minute he'll suggest the first one that we're going to play, and I like to play along too on this game just because it's fun.
All right,
I enjoy it. Lifeline playing to 2 points. All right, go. What do you got for us? Jeff Goldblum, that's a fantastic one. I'm very excited about Jeff Goldblum.
I'm not.
As are Sean's not happy about it, but you never know, Sean. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I never know.
Yeah. So that means we're going to start with who did I say won that last game? Sean did. Mm-hmm. So, Sean, you get to start us off, and then we'll go to Claire, Steve, and then me. Go around like that.
Okay, so
And use your lifeline whenever you want. You don't have to wait till you're absolutely out of names.
All right.
So Jeff Goldblum, go.
The Fly.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Go.
Claire. Yeah. Claire. Yeah.
Dog.
Wait a second. You used your lifeline. That's an interesting strategy. Claire used your lifeline.
I wanted him to get a chance.
I'm going to stick to myself on this one.
And she got... She got Buckaroo Banzai.
Okay.
And he said the whole title and everything.
I'm going to go Independence Steve, Day.
Steve's going Independence Day. Saying it like it's wrong or weird. But perfectly acceptable answer. All right. I'm going to just go super deep and say Annie Hall. Wow. I forgot my mantra.
Jurassic Park. The smattering of applause.
Yeah. I hate when we get into these ones because I don't... You'll see why.
All right.
Is he in Independence Day 2?
No. Listen here.
No?
I don't know. It's a tricky area because I never say out loud it's got to be something that's already been out, but it's coming out this summer. And Independence Day 2, I don't think is the full title. So if we're gonna take it, you gotta say the whole title correctly. But let me tell you, Claire, great news.
Yeah.
The person who gets knocked out first in any given round gets to name any actor or actress they want to play in the next round.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There it is.
I Shyamalan that shit.
Is it Independence Day 2 Resurrection Day? Is that the what is the title?
I like the way
almost.
You're going or where you're going with that. Like that was definitely probably pitched. But I don't know what it really is. I just know that you're wrong. But,
what is it?
The Heretics. It's not the Heretics. Quit joking around, you guys.
Alright. Sorry for joking around.
What? She said it exactly right. Somebody.
I don't think it's Resurrection Day.
She got it.
That's Easter.
So nobody knows the title.
It's Reservation Day. I know. I have plenty of reservations about making a sequel so long after the original, without the spark plug that is Will Smith.
Did you see Concussion, though?
Now tell the truth.
Did you like it? Yeah.
I need you to tell the truth if you saw it or not.
Resurgent. You guys, you haven't heard that enough?
Heard what? I don't know what you're talking
tell
about.
Tell the truth!
Oh, okay. I get it.
Steve right. is over there Genius. Going, what is happening?
I'm still thinking of Jeff Goldblum movies. Should I be doing that?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's the way
yes,
to win.
I'm out.
Stay okay. in the game. Yep. Yeah, stay focused. So you're out this round, but like I said, you'll be back. You get to pick the next actor or actress.
Okay, so now my only question is, if I don't name it exactly the way it is, I'm out too then, right?
Uh-huh.
We like an exact title around here.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go to my lifeline.
All right.
The Big Chill.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Good job.
God damn it.
Yeah, very
too early,
good.
Buddy?
I'm going to go with...
Oh, shit, you're still playing. Don't take mine.
I'm going to say...
Don't take it.
I don't think this is going to be yours.
All right.
I have a good feeling it's not going to be yours. 9 months.
Wasn't mine.
I didn't think so.
That's what I told her. It wasn't mine. Was that a kid joke? It was a joke about having a kid. All right. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah.
Pitter pattern. I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jurassic Park 2.
Oh, here we go. This is trouble. This is troubling.
A Whole New World. That's all that kept coming to me over and over and over in my head, Doug.
A whole new world.
That's why I kicked it to Gabe for not, just to prolong that moment.
Oh well.
Did you drive far, Gabe? I feel
good,
awful.
It was a good try. No, you're still, we're going to have another round.
Okay.
It's not over.
You can't do TV shows, right?
No. TV shows.
He was on The League. I was going to say that.
That was some confidence
before A Whole
right
New
there.
World came out.
I'm going to go with, how about Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Indeed.
Oh, boy. I don't. Okay. Lifeline, you got one? Silverado, dog. What's up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Silverado. I would go with...
Wait, no. Oh, no. All right.
It's just you and me now, buddy. It's down to us. And I'm going to say...
You're going to win.
I don't know.
I do.
He's a squirrely one, that Jeff Goldblum.
Well, if you have one more.
You gotta really focus. And pull it out. There's one that I want to say that I'm just not absolutely sure about the title, and also no one's going to believe me. But it might be worth just laying it down just to get this over with. Mr. North.
You could be making it up, man.
That's what I'm saying. Who can verify?
It's so quiet.
It's a real thing. I don't know, man. Telling you, man.
It sounds like if I were you and somebody and a guest said that, I'd be like, nope, you're out. That's what I would say. Because none of us know
for
sure.
What do you got?
That wasn't the original issue, what I have. I don't know. Was he in... Was
I still want to know.
Was he in The Abyss?
It's a movie. No, he's not in The Abyss.
Damn it.
Somebody in the audience is saying Mr. North is a movie?
It is a movie.
Is it Jeff Goldblum the star of it?
What? Anthony Edwards, Robert Mitchum.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I fucked it up. I'm thinking of something though, or just it's not just North, because that was Elijah Wood was a little kid. But anyway,
Who won?
We still missed a bunch of titles. Sean won that round. And
hey, thanks, guys.
Yes, bravo.
I can't think of any Jeff Goldblum movies. Like, no, anymore.
There's still some more. Tell us.
Vibes.
Pennsylvania 65,000 that he did with Gina Davis.
A Lost World.
Lost World, Jurassic Park. That's why I was like, oh,
the
no.
The world
you were
is
like
so
Jurassic
close.
Yeah, you
even
were really,
closer than I thought
I
it would
have given it to you.
Thanks.
For that.
Holy cow.
For sure.
Oh, what was that one? Well, keep going. The Life Aquatic. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Igby Goes Down.
These are all hard.
What else? Bring it.
You were thinking of Mr. Frost.
Mr. Frost. God damn it. Mr. North. Shit.
It's because it's cold
so
up there.
So close.
I get it. Yeah. Cold up north. So, Mr. Okay. Okay.
I was also picturing the poster, and he just looked like somebody would be called Mr. North. But, I mean, Mr. Frost, same thing, I guess, sort of. Anyway, great job, everybody. I think we cleaned up on, we named every.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for including me and everybody.
No, I was including the audience in that one because they helped us out at the end, as they always do. And let's do another round. And Claire, Sean's got 1 point. You're all struggling to get to two. What's an actor or actress that you'd like to play? And maybe get Sean off his game and get you on the board.
I think that I've been thinking about this. I've been throwing around names in my head.
Okay. Sure.
I think I've picked one that may give me the advantage.
I think Anne Hathaway. Smart advantage would be
Anne Hathaway, huh?
Going Hathaway is a pretty slick move.
I think I got two deep cuts on Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
I'm excited about attempting Hathaway. And,
do I go first?
No, Claire's going to go first, and then, which way did we go last time?
This way.
Yeah, so go the other way. It'll go Sean, me, then. Steve.
Terrible news.
I was like, a tetanus
shot. Rem is easy. All right.
That was tight.
Okay, so Claire.
I'm going to start with Les Miserables.
They treated her. I just did not get why they were so mean to her in the sweatshop.
Poor Fontaine.
I ran out of.
They're like, she's got a kid at home. Some guy put it in there. Yeah, okay. What's your problem?
Yeah, they were.
Leave her alone.
When I was getting my tattoo, I ran out of money, so it just says Les Mis. But I wanted to get the whole thing.
Yeah, eventually. Now you're in LA.
Double digits. I live here now. I moved here recently. We're gonna say, I had one. Devil Wears Prada. We'll say.
Yeah, okay. I'll just go ahead and pull from the same genre and say The Intern.
Nobody cared for that.
I will say Interstellar.
Oh. Woo! Interesting.
I will say
Anne Hathaway likes movies with inter as part of the title.
I'll say Brokeback Mountain.
Forgot about that. Havoc. You guys seen Havoc?
Oh.
That was one of my deep cuts, though. I blew it.
Weirdly excited about it over there. this is a good one. Get Smart. Some kind.
Not a good one.
I meant good one to
no, yeah,
say
it.
In this game, not
I
a good
you.
Movie.
My turn?
Yes.
I'm in big trouble.
We're falling into Claire's trap. It's like she said, a big-ass spider web. We're all stuck in it.
I don't know.
Here, I just wrote a song about her. I'll sing it to you. Maybe it'll help you. Anne Hathaway... She'll brighten your... I didn't write a song about her. Just,
oh my... I thought that was a hint.
I just wanted to give you time. I was like, what can I do?
She did Les Mis. What's the other musical she did?
Oh, that's an interesting approach to it. I don't think she did another.
No, she didn't. I was going to say.
Very interesting approach indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of one.
And I already went to Gabe, right? I can't go back, or is it once around?
It's once around, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Gabe.
The Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh.
Gabe!
Ouch.
Are you kidding?
Ouch.
We had them all set up, Gabe. I played the Rube for this long.
But hang on, you can fix it if you can figure it out, if you can say it right.
Oh.
That's he's helping you.
Is it? Okay, do you want?
Wait.
He's
got to decide if he wants to go with you or not.
I would answer. Oh, I would like to say yes. I'll stick with my man Gabe. The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Why are people saying that's not the right answer?
I mean, I think it's just Dark Knight Rises.
It's just Dark
Knight Rises.
It's the.
Also, there's a Batman in there, but isn't there?
No.
Oh, that's what I was afraid. I thought when you kicked it to me, I had to add the
Dark Knight Rises, a.k.a. Batman.
Oh, Gabe.
Lifting.
Nailed it, buddy. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So quickly. I got anger
that
issues.
Was...
Gabe, I got kids and anger issues, buddy.
That was
I'm sorry
intense.
I yelled at you right
I
away.
Was with the audience immediately like, yeah, that's not right.
I know. Everyone jumped
but
on poor Gabe.
But I tried to play fairly, you know. And,
not cool, guys.
Give you another chance. And
I'm moving back to Portland.
Good.
That scared me.
I'm going to write it down.
I'm shocked I survived another turn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was thrilling.
Bless you.
Thrilling twist. Whose turn is it now?
It's mine.
Okay. Oh, you don't sound happy about it.
The Princess Diaries.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
I got several more, so let's go.
All right. Now I'm gonna talk it out, but nobody say anything. There's a movie. It's she's got... What are you doing?
Thinking of one.
Huh? She's got the camera, and it's like a... She's filming the whole thing, and I shut it off. Because I got sick. And not because it's a bad movie. I just got sick watching it because it was so jittery. And it's not...
Oh, she's not good.
I'm mixing it up with the one that Katie Holmes is in because I'm mixing those two movies up. Can we...
Sounds
yeah.
like you got a... Now you're getting encouraging audience members to help you inappropriately.
I don't recall saying
so
somebody...
So stop talking
out.
Us through it and
all
just
right.
give
well,
us your answer.
I don't know, man. It's... Do you know? Lifeline? Do you got one?
Oh, Lifeline.
Tight. Bride Wars.
Bride Wars. Nicely done.
Nope.
Lifeline. Yeah. Fucking Bride
Wars. Bride
Wars.
It's a good pull.
Bride Wars, yeah. I'll give you a good pull.
Whoa.
Sure, one of those LA hand jobs I've been hearing about.
I mean, you know what I'm all about, you guys, is I'm just on this planet just trying to find myself some love and other drugs.
That was the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I was just going to talk out till I...
Yeah.
But
how many?
Talk out till you
that
squawk
being said,
out.
With that being said...
Uh-huh.
What about Powder? Was she in Powder?
She played his sister.
She is pale.
I feel like Kevin Bacon and her would get along real well. So was she in Powder?
Was Kevin Bacon in Powder?
Wasn't he Powder? Who was Powder?
You know who was in Powder. I think Jeff Goldblum was in Powder.
No way!
Yeah. Somebody said Powder earlier. I guarantee
good job,
Kevin Bacon
man.
Wasn't
that's
in Powder.
That's where it got me hooked into Powder. All right.
Don't
well,
put Powder on your vaginas, ladies. It's just a new thing they found out. It's bad for it.
Thanks, Doug.
Cool.
Yeah, cancer. You get cancer.
More you know.
Yeah. But I heard it's also still cool to put it on the balls. Whose turn is it?
I think I'm out, right?
So are you out?
Oh, yeah, you're out.
Negative points.
Ella Enchanted.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say it's... Fuck, man. Is it Pieces of April? Was that?
No.
That was Katie Holmes.
Son of a Gun.
So you think you're out?
I am out.
Was she the voice of Little Red Riding Hood in Hoodwinked? We got a yes.
See, now if I were you again and somebody did what you just did, I'd be like, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because you asked a question and the crowd said yeah.
Let me try it again, Sean. I'm going to go with Hoodwinked? You're right. I handled it wrong.
I'll let it ride.
Thanks. Claire's got more anyway. She's the big winner in this round.
Let's see. Lifeline? No. Now you really are out? I'm running out of
There was a Hoodwink 2, but I forget what the subtitle is.
Well, there's going to be a Princess Diaries 2. There is an Ella Enchanted 2.
There is a Princess Diaries 2.
And an Ella Enchanted 2.
But is there a subtitle on PD 2? And what is it? Royal Engagement. I'm going to banish you from my shows. Grown man knows the answer to that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
There's plenty of reasons for him to know that. I should know it, too.
Hitch is one of my favorite movies, so yeah,
so
whatever.
So Princess Diaries 2 or Ella Enchanted 2.
Oh, because they really are making an Ella Enchanted 2?
Yes.
Too fastball,
it's
Friday.
On her IMDb, if you look.
IMDb. That's what it's like after they pass away. The IMDb pitch. All right.
Okay. All right. So I think I think I'm out, but Claire wins the round. Woo!
Any other Hathaway
who
joints?
Who got knocked out first that time?
Oh, that'd be your friend right over here, Mr. Useless at the end. Wait till the next time I come on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
I will
you're
win.
You're gonna know so much more about Renee Zellweger and Adam Goldberg.
Yeah. Almost had it.
You changed the games though. I like the new games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These games are fun.
They're fun.
I think it's tough too. We all agree. So Steve gets to pick.
Cool.
So anybody that you think you can wipe the floor with the rest of us in naming movies that that person was in. Anybody you want.
Anyone in the world.
Vince Vaughn.
Tight.
Okay.
Fun stuff.
That's an interesting one. I wish we had enough time.
Load up a deep Vince Vaughn cut.
Here we go.
Get one loaded.
So you get to start us off, and then we switch the order again. The opposite direction would mean that I would go next.
Okay. Clay Pigeons.
Dog.
Whoa.
That's such a dope
That's a
movie.
Really interesting pull.
That movie is fantastic.
The only person I could think of that would say that first would be Psycho.
Yeah. By saying that first, you really had it made. So.
Made. That was almost hidden in there.
Trying to keep the theme going.
I'm not playing it. That game. Swingers.
Yeah. Wait, which game are you not playing?
Old School.
Yeah. I like it. How about... Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I was going to say it. There's more, but you know. Just letting you know that I was going to say that. Wedding Crashers. Only one person calls a good one. Everybody hates Wedding
Not
Crashers.
Not a very popular movie. Can I say True Detective Season 2? No. Mm-mm. Okay, go, Max. Wait, Rudy.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was younger in that movie.
He was just a little guy.
Sean Astin was the same age. I love Sean.
Return to Paradise.
I heard the real Rudy's kind of a dick.
Don't burst my bubble. Sean's really nice.
The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Was he in it?
Yeah, he's in it. It's Vince Vaughn.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I have no idea.
I'm so excited that came up again.
Unfinished Business? That new one?
Mm-hmm.
With Dave Franco? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Unfinished Business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble on this.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I got one in the chamber, but I don't know the... Well, we'll see. Everybody on pins and needles.
Everybody get out your needles. Find your pins. Line them up.
Was he one of the voices in of Megamind in...
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're out, Claire.
Dodgeball.
Dog. Another good one.
Full title.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You got it. Come on. You know it. It's in there.
Oh, no. Can I pull it back and go with another one?
Pull it back and go all around.
Rein it back.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hold your horses. Okay. Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
Pulled it back, Gabe. I did it for you, buddy.
I don't know if I just want to take that or if I want to, you know, play respectably.
I'm going to give it a shot if you don't, so.
You are?
Yeah.
I remember it now. Damn it.
All right, I might as well take it then. Now I'm worried I'm going to fuck up one of the words.
Go for it, dude.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Yeah.
Yes.
The internship. Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's the internship.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My hair looked out. Yeah.
Steve?
Oh, she's out?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am too.
All right.
Ooh, it's different when someone else is out.
Yeah. I know, it really is. I was like, what? Wait. I'm usually the first person out. Anchorman 2.
You're already fucking rolling up the windows. Crank it out, dog.
The legend still continues?
I don't know it. I don't know it. Or don't say it.
Hang on, don't say it. I'll scoop it up. I'll take it. I might be wrong, though, but they'll let me know. Anchorman 2, the legend continues.
All right. You got one? What do you got? The breakup. Woo! The breakup.
Oh, very nice.
Lifeline's killing shit.
Yeah, the breakup. That's good.
Just me and you?
Huh? Oh, it is? Just you and me? Yeah, I think I'm out, right? Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I'm still out.
He was in a motion picture.
I got a dope one.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Shit, dope.
That movie, Deep Breath. Pensive.
Into the Woods. No, fucked it up. What is it?
Into the Wild.
Yeah.
But, the one I was going to say is Zoolander, and he doesn't even talk. He's just one of Zoolander's brothers.
Yeah, his brother.
When they're just chilling in the bar. Yeah. It's so goddamn funny because he's just sitting there looking longingly at his model brother. Mm-hmm. So.
That is pretty sneaky, and that means that Sean is our winner, and he's our overall. He got the 2 points, so the prize bag goes to Jessica.
Veronica. What?
The only reason we have name tags is so I can get the name right. And it's sitting right there, and I go, Jessica.
Thunderwoman.
Congratulations, Veronica. Here's all. Grab all your stuff. You can get somebody to help you if you want with it. You can have your name tag back. And good job. Where are you from?
Huntington.
Huntington? Okay. Thanks for driving up.
Good skate park in Huntington.
Traffic must have been terrible.
Are you native?
Huh? Are you native? No, I just moved here about 11 days ago. I just recently moved to Los Angeles. I got a car.
Okay. There's something about the intimacy of this particular theater that just leads to like a front row casual conversation with the guests. It's like especially right there in the middle where you're sitting, where if you stick around later, I think you could probably win. They're having a Tom Arnold from 15 years ago look-alike contest.
If you were a car, you'd be parked like a total asshole, by the way. You're sitting I see two seats. Just kidding.
No, the man's comfortable. He's relaxed. Yeah, chill. I like his spirit. Yep. And sorry about the Tom Arnold thing. It's mostly the glasses. Yeah, let's say that.
Nothing stopping people from rushing the stage either, so I gotta... scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, he just did the psych move.
I know. And it psyched me out. Now I gotta move. I recently
Don't give
here,
him
so
his booze back. Claire.
White knuckle grip
think
on it.
It was a gift.
All right, pass me the shithead on the back of there. And also, sorry. And then tell us what you'd like to plug here tonight. What do you got coming up?
Well, let's see. I just filmed a independent pilot called Strange Ones, so we'll see if that gets picked up. But also check out Geek Nation, my website, and you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram, and me too, Claire Kramer.
Woo! Thank you, Claire. The sound of him tearing the booze bottles off of that.
I'm loving.
Off of that
Thank
sounded
you.
Like
and I'm sorry.
He was snapping
I'm sorry.
Somebody's neck.
I couldn't think of Vince Vaughn movies.
Ripping
very intense. You played well for him.
And, I had a brain fart. I'm sorry.
Steve, what do you got coming up? Pass your name tag down to us here. I forgot what it said on the back.
It's worth a second reading.
I think it is. What's going on, Steve?
This is
going
to be a shock. Well, what you say that? I'm doing stand up, so I'm on tour right now. SteveRenizEasy.com. I'm in Indy and Buffalo in the next 2 weeks, so that's what's going on with me.
Nice, dude. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great first time appearance. Real fun watching your gameplay. Got some good strategies and. And like you said, you can train and come back.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Books.
I will do better next time.
Hit the
flicks. Yeah. I have to get into the positive.
Yeah.
Just a point.
We're not going to dwell on that. You're the only person to finish that game with negative points.
In the history of the.
We've only played it 3 times that game. It's pretty new.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 4.
All right.
But thank you for playing it with
us
tonight.
You, man.
And Sean, what do you got to plug, buddy? You're a big winner tonight. Welcome to L.A.
They say that in Swingers in a Vince Vaughn movie. You're a big winner tonight, Mike.
They say that?
Yeah.
Well, you are money.
Thank you for welcoming me to Los Angeles. I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin next week. And I thought it was the week after, but anyway, it's next week. And then I'll be in Everett, Washington on Sunday. If you guys go to the website, SeanJordanComedy.com, or Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, and Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. It works with anyone's name, by the way. Anybody can be Cougar Mellon. Just throw it in the middle. It's fucking dope. It's a good social bit. It's fun. It's always fun. Doug Cougar Mellon Benson. It works with everyone.
Yeah, you got it. It has a real fun ring to it when you just
but don't use
blur
it on
it
Instagram.
All out. Why?
Because I used it on Instagram.
But they're going to be using their own name and then the Cougar Mellon camp
inserting
part,
so. Yeah, in the middle.
Do it. Everybody do it tonight. Change your Instagram names to Cougar Mellon.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Get your following built up with
let's get it trending.
Fun Instagram
Totes.
Name. All right, we're going to have to edit some of this out. You were looking so cool until you said totes.
I'm still figuring it out. I just moved here about 11 days ago, so.
You'll totes figure it out.
I'll get it.
I am going to be doing the next Douglas Movies here in L.A. on Thursday, April 14th. Over at the UCB Theater on Franklin. That's not the right date, is it? 17th? It's the 17th, I think. Anyway, you guys will figure out. Is it 14th? Okay. It's 14th or the 17th. Good luck, everybody.
Just show
and
up.
One more time for all of my guests, Steve Ranazizi, Claire Kramer, and Sean Jordan, champion of the world. And as always, ACLU lawyers are a shithead.
Boo.
And what is this? Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Hans?
Simmers score. I can't quite make out the rest of it. Batman.
He hates Hans Zimmer's score.
Versus Superman. Superman is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him.